I think a large amount of data published on this specific issue, MRI for screening. When we started this back in 1996, as I said, and published this in the year 2000, the first actually reaction of my radiological colleagues was that they just didn't believe the results. So I was quite happy that others reproduced the results. And as you see here, it's a very busy slide, but if I guide you through the sensitivity of MRI consistently across all the many different trials that have been performed was consistently higher than that of mammography. The actual numbers, of course, vary, but this is explainable because there were many different inclusion criteria, many different levels of expertise with which the MRI were interpreted and so forth. But otherwise, all the trials are concordant. MRI does improve early diagnosis of women at elevated familial risk, and it does so to a substantial degree because mammography was the average sensitivity of mammography was about 40% in these women. 40. Another interesting issue here is because MRI has the reputation of offering a very low specificity. As you see here, increasingly publications appear that show that the positive predictive value of MRI, which is given here, is not necessarily worse compared to that of mammography. And that reflects, as I think, the growing body of experience that also radiologists have with MRI. And that contrasts with early results, which show that, or appear to show that MRI is associated with a very low specificity. More importantly, I think, is the rate of interest.